not one that wants to just shove Greg Jennings in everyone's face. It's because ultimately, and I've said this before, it's not about me. I wanted to start out with the foundation, giving back, letting people know that's what I'm about. I've been blessed with this opportunity, been blessed to be put on this stage and this platform, and you know, I'm just trying to use it to the best of my abilities, the gift that God's given me. I'm trying to give back as best as I can.
So the guy that has your number is promising a Lambo for the touchdown.
Chad, man, cut it out. Cut it out.
Do you think he'll be well received?
No, not here. Not here. We're going to keep you out the end zone anyway, so don't even worry about it. Just play Madden, do your Lambo leap on Madden, man. Come on, man. Chad, leave that up to us. I'm 80. Let me do the Lambo leap. Please. Come on, man.
Expect a stiff arm from the fans.
Oh, man, you know, no telling what the fans will do. But it's no telling what Chad will do. so that should be fun. I mean, if he does get in the end zone, which we don't want him to get in the end zone, but he's a good player. They have a good offense. And he has a chance to get in there. It'll be fun just to see what he will do. But, you know, it's always interesting when he's on the field.
When he's like that, what's he going to do next? Fear of the unknown.
Well, me, myself, I watch him anyway because he runs great routes. Runs phenomenal routes. A guy like that, when you have him right there in front of you, a young guy like myself, I'm trying to sponge off anything I can do. Some of the things he does off the line, you know, they wouldn't let me do, but, you know, he's unique in his own way.
Does it surprise you, though, anything more? Whatever he says or whenever he says stuff like that, does that even surprise you because it's him?
It doesn't. But it's all meant in fun and games. He has a great personality. I mean, you can't do anything but laugh at it because of his personality. I don't know him that great personally, but just knowing him, how he is on the field, he's a great guy. I mean, I wouldn't do it myself, but Chad, man, you make a lot of people laugh. He makes a lot of people laugh. He's fun to watch.
When we've seen you guys who are welcome in the stands go up, we've seen Rubel get touched inappropriately. I assume you've had some beer spilled on you at some point.
Yeah, that's just, I mean, fans, and that's the thing that's kind of mind-boggling, because it's like we jump in the stands and they grab you and latch on, and it's like you can't play the game anymore because they want you to stay there with them. It's like, let me go. I'm going to jump in, let you guys get high fives and everything, but I got to go back and play. But it's a fun deal, man. It's sometimes you question, should I go in there right now or should I just pass on this one? But it's something that I don't really pass on.
In all seriousness, the wrist concern, not a concern?
No, I played the entire game.
How did it happen?
It happened on the 10th play of the game. So I was running a little flat route. Aaron booted the other way, and I slipped. Manning kind of pushed me to the ground. I jammed it in the ground. Initially, I thought, uh-oh. But was able to play through it the entire game. So I'm not least of my concerns at all.
Greg, when do you think people are going to start playing you for the deep ball more so than they do? Or do you think you see that now?
I think they try to, but, I mean, we have a lot of threats on the team. You can't just really focus on one. I think in that specific situation, third and one, you're pretty much expecting run. You wanna stack the line for a run, so you kind of have to play tight. I mean, we throw a lot of look balls, so the quick look probably was looking to jump something like that or expecting something like that and got beat deep, but can't say enough for Mike calling that call, and myself, you know, with my additional wrong side of the play the play before. So
but if he's going to play off you like that, does he really have a chance?
Well, he actually was up on me and then he backed off and jumped outside. That kind of threw me when he jumped outside. And I'm just, in my mind, I'm like, do not let him grab you. That was my mindset. Don't let him grab you. Don't get the holding. We want to score. And it worked out.
What
get two more questions.
Last year we lost so many close games. How rewarding is it, especially in week one, to build that momentum and get one on your side?
Oh, it's great. Anytime you can win a close game like that, especially a division rivalry, first game of the season, great, huge momentum booster. Obviously, we didn't play well, but stepping stone for us to build on, and we'll see where we go from there.
Was there ever any doubt because the offense wasn't clicking all night, or as soon as you guys were getting that ball back after that field goal, did we know that we had a job to do?
Well, that's the mindset anytime you step on the field. We have a job to do. Sometimes we didn't fulfill it. Sometimes we did. Most times we didn't this week, but that's the way it goes.